Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And we are back to recap the episode that is titled Sex, Lies, and...
No audio tape.
No audio tape. We are renaming the episode. Yeah, that was BS.
The TV says audio tape. We say bullshit. There's no audio tape. You could have just given us a little snippet, a little something, because, you know, you'd rerun it next week anyways, but... No, they got greedy.
Yeah.
I did hear a little bit. Faith went live on Instagram a couple hours ago, and she said that the audio said just what we think, that Jax told her they were broken up, that he's never going to marry Brittany, blah, blah, blah. So she said that. She said that she believed they were broken up and that she would never after or never go after anyone's man. She also said she thinks he went after her on purpose as like an out because he knew he'd get caught and that would get him out of the relationship rather than go after just some anonymous girl in LA. She said that Lala dumped her as a friend because she wanted in on that storyline with the Jax Faith. And wanted her to wait. But then when Faith told James at the Sheena party, Lala, like the next day, said, you're done. Like, you're supposed to wait for me. So I don't know. I mean, this is according to Faith. She said Lala doesn't care about any of the other girls. She just needs to get in their storyline. So all this is fake. But that's her.
I feel like Faith is coming out of a place that, like, where she's, like, hurt.
Yeah.
And kind of like hurt that she doesn't get to like fit in with this group of people. And I mean, I don't blame her for that. And
well, everyone dumped her too.
Yeah. And of course she should be hurt by this. Like her and Jax hooked up and then, you know, she's the one who is on the outs with everyone. Like it is pretty bad. But I feel like if she played the victim a little bit more, it would go a lot further than the way that she's kind of like coming off where,
yeah,
I don't know, like today, like she was like kind of like throwing Brittany a bone where she's like, come on, like Brittany's life matters too. Like,
yeah,
where it's like, yeah, that's nice if you really mean that. I can't tell if she does. It's,
yeah, I think as she was talking about, she's getting a lot of hate on Instagram. And so she's like, why aren't we hating at Jax? Come on, let's, time's up. I'm standing by women. We should be after him, the womanizer. And, you know, Brittany's life matters, too. And so I think that that's her way of combating the hate on Instagram.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lala, I know we kind of talked about this last week. You know how she wasn't at Sheena's party, said she was out of town. And then we had a couple different threads on social media going. Okay, so we looked into it. And I think Lala was in town. Because I looked at both weekends when the party would have happened, and she was in town.
Huh.
She was posting the day before, the day after, with all, you know, like Jesse Montana or with Logan.
Really?
So, you know, when she is like, oh, Lala can't make the masquerade party, she's out of town. I don't, unless she was like in Palm Springs for one day or something, but then she didn't post there. And we know she posts all the time.
Why do you think?
I think maybe that her contract hadn't been done yet.
Oh.
I don't know. Because, like, Lala, why didn't you go to the party? Because then you could have been part of the storyline.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I don't know.
Interesting.
But she wasn't out of town.
Hmm.
So what else? Okay, well, not a lot on social media this week, except for the huge, massive shitstorm staring us in the face
from Stassi.
Yeah, the Nazi chic. So let us know what you guys think of all that. Most of you probably have got to be aware of it. Even if you're not on social media, there's like articles you've probably seen in Facebook or whatnot, because like everyone's reported E News, Page Six, Daily Mail, People Magazine, Perez Hilton have all written the same type of articles. So Stassi posted...
Perez Hilton, really?
Yeah. I don't think he likes her. And he kind of roasted her a bit. Because he's like fresh off the Me Too scandal. And then someone else brought up the podcast last March when she was like talking about Black Lives Matter. People are whiny. Gosh. And someone posted that transcript. So I retweeted that. If anyone wants to see that, it wasn't the full transcript. It was just part of what she said when she's like, why is it always them that are all whining? You don't hear Asians whining.
Ooh, like, I saw that quoted a little bit. It's so uncomfortable.
So that's the thing. Like, I get when people are like, it's a joke. But the thing is, it's like, if you guys watch ID Channel or anything, it's never like one piece of evidence. It's the totality, the cumulative amount of evidence where it's like, okay, there's too many coincidences. This is just, it has to be true.
Right.
So it's like, it's not just one comment, but it's like the whole cumulative effect of this. She just keeps doing this and it's like, it comes off worse and worse each time.
Yeah.
So her and Kristen and Rachel, they had gone to Michigan to Jax's dad's funeral or celebration of life, which was nice. But then they posted this photo with Rachel in like a burglar ski cap, and it said criminal chic. And then Kristen with the red bandana tied on top saying Tupac chic, which is also a little controversial for some, yeah. You know? And then Stassi had her, like, what is that hat? Like, someone called it a railroad engineer hat.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
With her SS dangling off her purse. As we all know, she loves her monograms, which a lot of people got a kick out of pointing out. Her initials are actually NS, not SS, which is kind of funny.
That was really funny.
But then she posted Nazi chic. So that created a shitstorm. Rightfully so. Just more insensitive, kind of ignorant comments under the umbrella of us joking. It's called sarcasm. Y'all aren't ready for it yet, basically.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, if I had a friend like that posted that, and then I was starting to see, like, oh, shoot, there is a problem on Twitter. People are not really thinking that this is funny. I think I would read it and, like, say out loud to my other friends that are involved and say, Nazi chic, do you guys, maybe that's not funny? You know, like, are they not, like, do they talk to each other? Because, right. I mean, she involved Kristen and Rachel in this.
Yeah.
I would be like, dude, that's not cool.
I mean, did you see a lot of people were posting pictures of, like, their grandparents? Their grandparents, like, they had photos, they had their stories. I mean, it was pretty brutal, some of the stories people were posting. And so just not to even care or be flippant about it, like, she hasn't come out. She's been posting up a storm on her IG stories with her usual, you know, Alexa, find me some chili.
I just think that she got so lucky with how she was able to skate past her last problem, yeah, with the show starting, and everyone pretty much let her off the hook. She lost some sponsors, big whoop. She's been just, you can just tell, like, that the fact that that didn't take her down has actually, yeah, made her worse.
She's going to think, well, this isn't even anywhere near that. So yeah, and I'm not even going to bother with this. Who cares?
And I can tell, and I feel this way a little bit too, but I know, like, I can't imagine what it would be like to have everyone dissect every single thing that you, yeah, say, but she really does say things that are, like,
well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, someone said, well, how many people are upset about the Seinfeld soup Nazi thing? But it's like, that was taken, she's posting in, like, a glorifying, flattering, where that, they call the soup Nazi, it's more of a negative tone. I've used the phrase before because someone called me the story Nazi. And obviously, I would never say that anymore because it's like, well, I didn't coin it. Someone called me that. But that was used in a term of being, like, it's not a compliment. They were joking, but you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't used to boost or enhance or flatter the image of a Nazi. It was used in as a negative,
right,
adjective.
Right.
And that's kind of what the soup Nazi, it's kind of, right, you know, they're making him look harsh and terrible. It's not just the comment, but it's how it was delivered and how she glorifies it. But, like, I mean, not in a real way, she doesn't.
I just think, again, like, when something like that happens, fix it, but then don't post up and make it even worse or put a meme. Like, what about that? The tweet that she retweeted of that guy who's like, my wife died from a laser beam. How dare you? And it's like a picture of like laser tag and the guy's like, jumping over the beam. And it was just like, ugh.
She's really, belittling people's comments by posting something like that. And then by taking it down, and she reposted the same photo with a new caption that said, okay, guys, is this an appropriate redo? And it said hashtag Elsa-Indiana Jones. Well, first I thought she meant Elsa from Frozen, because she's constantly calling herself Elsa. She thinks she's Elsa, whatever. So I'm like, I don't really get the Indiana Jones thing, but whatever. I don't really want to pay any more thought to it. But then I realized, because everyone posted, they're like, oh no, Elsa is a character from Indiana Jones, who's a Nazi chick, a blonde hair, blue eyed Nazi chick. So she's still yet making another Nazi joke in her redo.
And I feel like, again, that she, when she brought this up to her friends, wherever she was, you know, in Michigan, they're like, you should post up this. Like, she didn't think of that on her own. She's not that clever. Someone told her that. And then she's like, that's perfect. I'll do it. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, there's a huge campaign, the hashtag dump Stassi, going around everywhere. And I've seen people tweet at her remaining sponsor or two. I don't know if she just has Bowl and Branch left or she still has that watch company. I know a couple weeks ago she was bragging how it didn't affect her at all, losing all those other sponsors, because she's like, I have so many new ones coming in. It just balances out. It's like out with the in with the new. So I don't know. I listened because I was curious to see if she still had, like, who she had, if she had new ones. And she doesn't. She only had one sponsor on her podcast. It was Bowl and Branch. So I don't know where these new ones are. Maybe they just haven't started yet, but I'd be curious to see. Curious to see if anything develops. Everyone's tweeting out, like, Andy and Lisa Vanderpump to comment. It's like, they're not going to. They never do.
I'm kind of surprised they never do. I mean, I guess they can't, because if they jumped into every time someone did something inappropriate, they'd always be...
like every housewife that says something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it must still be embarrassing when she does this, because those are still going to them. And everyone can see it. It's very public.
Yeah. Oh, they're seeing it for sure.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of them, so...
Yeah. So, okay.
All right. Well, let's get into tonight's episode. We do want to announce the winner of the VIP meet and greet Sheena tickets was Liz L. And we contacted her. She's super excited, as are we. So have a great show. We'll get you those tickets. And we might do some more coming up. So stay tuned. We'll think of some fun stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so we start, and Sandoval is, I'm not into leaving you. What was that? Well, I know it's before Katie kicks Jax out. Oh, because they're all hanging out at Katie's, because they're going to rehash what happened at the bar with the accusation.
Okay, what did you think of that tactic of having everyone there?
Yeah, and she wanted everyone there, just not Jax. Because that's what Sandoval said to Tom Schwartz. That's what he said. He's like, I'm not leaving you, man, here. You know, like, and Katie seemed perfectly fine to discuss it as a group, but just without Jax.
Yeah, that was strange.
So Jax, like, carted away on his little motorized cooler down the hall.
Okay, that was amazing. That was amazing. What was that? Like, WTF. Like, that is something we need to look into.
Just some wheels on a cooler, and he put a little motor on
it. Looks like
it.
Something out of, like, the airport magazine. Like, what the shit is Sky Mall or something?
Where he's got a seat, his beer, and his transportation.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. So,
So she starts laying into Schwartz about, okay, Bubba, this is the last time you're going to use this excuse of I don't remember. So basically, it's fine, but this is the last time you can use that excuse. You're going to have to come up with new excuses in the future when you fuck up.
Yeah.
And then Tom goes on to a whole, like, the confessional. He's like, she's not my mom. Like, you can't just cut off all my freedom, you know? It's like, God, dude.
Yeah, he's like, you're never going to tell me what to do. Like, that was very... Yeah. It's like, really?
Rise to the top. Rise to the top.
Oh, I mean, gosh.
That's all I really remember from that scene is like, well, Katie talked about the, you know, trip. It was a mom's trip, I guess, with her and her friends and their moms. I went to New York City, and that's when he cheated in Santa Monica with at bungalow with Lala's friend. So, and you have anything else there? Otherwise, we go over to super happy and all smiles Brittany with Jax at the bar making a strawberry.
No, but that it just seems strange to me. Like, they're getting very specific and they're asking us to like deep dive this, because now it's like, can we go onto Bungalow's Instagram feed and go back through and find like,
yeah,
where they like, is this true? Like, it's bothering me. I mean, I love that they got so specific and they told us where and when. I mean, we literally can go back and look, and I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah, Rise to the Top. I mean, the music on this show is so, the fact that they aren't flashing like where we can buy this music, right, is just, it's really cruel.
They could sell this like at the restaurant with the Pump Sessions CD.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't understand. Okay, so, yeah, we go back to Sir, and we have Lala, who is at the hostess stand with Lauren, another hostess.
Yeah, just making sure she remembers what to do. I couldn't handle the scene with, like, they flash over to Brittany and Jax, and she's like, all smiles, as usual, with that, like, pageant, you know, grin, and they're like kind of looking at each other flirty, and he's making her drinks, and she's like, you know what you can do better as a boyfriend is be a little quicker as a bartender. It's like, really? You're there already. That sure was fast.
Oh, she told him you got to be a new man.
Oh,
she okay. said that too.
And he's so. Like, yep, got it. Okay, then, as long as you say you will.
So they were really showing us a lot of buzz, you know, that was going on in the restaurant. Jesse was there with Katie and they were, you know, talking about some work stuff. Lala's at the hostess stand. Jax is making the strawberry. You know, it was like, this restaurant is just really, you know, busy, moving, shaking in the middle of the day.
Right.
Because we've been there at night when it's popping, but I've never seen it like this where, you know, the cast members are there just like getting it done.
So Jax says, well, Brittany, you still want to have that housewarming party? And then they flash to his confessional again, as Jax loves to take credit. He's like, I just figure we can have everyone come over and they can eat my food, drink my booze in my house, and then they can't talk shit about me. Like, he loves, like, claiming shit.
Yeah.
It's my house.
I think he loves when he's like actually able to provide something for people, but he loves to also shove it in their face.
And then say, I gave you, you know, a Coors Light.
Like we had a veggie tray for you.
Right. And then hold it over their head forever.
We made like vodka gummy bears.
Drunken bears. Y'all get over here and eat some of these drunken bears.
We had drinking games set up.
Right. Like the spin the bottle. To like bear fireball, yay fireball, I got fireball.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh look, Katie, you got a bear, you got. And then they're like chug. Like, that's not a like,
and they always
sorority have campus death waiting to happen.
And they always love to have Brittany like repeat her little chants from, yes, you know,
take shot. It's like, how many times do we have to hear this?
I feel like I have seen some more rumblings about Brittany where people are like, why do we like her so much again? Like, why is she so nice? Like, what is like, something isn't right here. And I think that like the one thing that you can say about her is she always is like forcing other people to drink.
Yeah.
She's always drinking and yeah, she's always happy, but there definitely is a big alcohol portion of that you see on camera a lot.
Imagine if her and Schwartz were a couple.
Ooh.
Okay, so Lala tells Katie that, you know, they sit down and they're like, why did you say this about Tom? And she's like, well, Sheena told me you were bugging about my man again.
Well.
And I'm going to come for you.
Do the Katie wool.
Well, yeah, I did. Yeah, that's true. But I don't appreciate Sheena throwing me under the bus like that. She's like, I mean, it's like, I was in marital bliss. But then Lala drops that. Oh, and also he called her a bubba.
Oh, that was so cringy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, we were saying that last week. It's like, that's your pet name for your spouse. And then the fact that he also calls Kristen and Brian Carter bubba too. It's like, ew, then don't call. Like, you've got it on your wall. You've got it on your ass. You said it in your weddings. Like,
girl. I'm really starting to question Schwartz. Like, I have, I have some major red flags, like, about him more than any cast member that we've looked at. Like, I think that he is the scariest one.
Yeah.
He's
got some problems.
Okay.
So then we go, and Lisa asks for a half a glass of rosé, please. And Jax pours her a glass of rosé, whatever, and she's concerned about all the shots Schwartz is doing.
Yeah. And
I don't know, not much here.
Yeah. And then she has a chat with Katie about it and says, I don't know. Okay, first of all, I did make a note that Katie's hair looked great here. I liked her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rare that I can give Katie a compliment, so I'm giving her one. And I felt a little bad for Schwartz in this moment because I think that Katie needs to do a good job of protecting her marriage. And if she wants her man to be successful, she needs to be careful of how she word vomits to Lisa, because it's not her friend. Lisa's not her friend.
Yeah.
And if she looks at her as a mentor, she still shouldn't be word vomiting the way that she does. And
no.
I feel like she got Lisa like even a little more fired up than, I mean, it's bad. The situation is bad, but she made it worse.
Yeah.
Like she was like, I don't know. Like, you know, and Lisa's like, well, it's like, you know, having a business is like a marriage, and you can be married to him, but I don't have to.
Yeah. Like Schwartz later, he's like, why is she even involved? Why is she upset? It's like, yeah, I mean, I guess she came to the woods and married us, but it's like, he didn't even get it. Like, cause you don't see the correlation, the parallel of responsibility and over drinking, like maybe having an effect or a concern on your business partnership. Like it hadn't even crossed his mind. He thought she was just upset because she officiated and, like, he cheated.
Like, I honestly don't think that it has crossed his mind that he maybe should be sober when he's at working at Tom Tom. Like, I think he...
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, so into this narrative of being, like, you know, I like being with my friends. I need my guys' time. Like, I really think he thinks that it's going to be, like, a...
Yeah. Extended.
A relaxed, like... Hey,
like
kick
the
back.
Friends coffee
like,
house.
I'm Guillermo. Like, how's your day going? What can I do for you?
Yeah. But you know he's going to need to drink to do that because otherwise he's too nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I seriously think he thinks he can control his actions when he's drinking. And it's like, it's the second that a drink hits that guy's lips, he's slurring so bad.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay. So.
So then Stassi comes in and Lisa's talking about how she got a ticket for going through a
stop sign or something. That was funny.
And she's like, well, the policeman said I kind of stopped. She's like, I guess I'm like Schwartzy. I'm kind of guilty. I kind of did it, but, you know, not totally.
Yeah.
And she asks Stassi to do more events, not yet to the level of, you know, a party for any of Lisa's dogs, but she's got some things up her sleeves. Obviously, we know probably next week is when she'll walk in with the cables around her neck.
Yes, we think that the collaboration. Well, I can't wait for Lisa to sit down with her and say, the next thing I want you to do is to work with DJ James Kennedy for the rollout of his his Tuesday night
takeover
DJ. Like, because then she's going to be like, what? There's going to be some sort of conflict there where she's not going to like that. And then they're going to crack jokes and we're going to be like, they're funny together.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's coming for sure. Yeah.
And then this next super believable, not forced scene at all with these bros going to paint and sip. But Schwartz isn't going to sip because he's on the sober train now. Oh, okay. Okay, guys, I'll just, you know, like basically, I mean, he makes a nice decision. And then Sandoval and Jack's like, come on. Just one, bro. Just have one shot. It's like, dude, he's making like finally an adult decision, and like, in Schwartz is like,
dude, you're,
oh, okay, okay.
Your tea, Sandy, is freaking really good.
He doesn't talk like that easily.
But I seriously thought that I was just like, he was in my earphones. That was, do it again.
Now I can't do it on the spot.
Okay, well,
bro. just one shot. Come on.
Oh my gosh! Do the part where he's like he likes his painting, like where he sees the picture of himself and he likes it. Like do something of that. Be like,
dude, that is so good. That is so spot on. I love that. Even though
I'm gonna pee my pants. Oh my god!
He looked like a crazed Asian man or something. Like with his eyes going different directions.
And he looked like an elf. Like yeah. The ears were so elf-like. Is that how his ears are?
I think he does have ears that stick out. Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why he always wears hats.
But can we talk about the real, like, hands down, this was the best scene. Like, we should rename this episode Overalls. T. Sandy rocked overalls to the sip and paint and sip. Like, this guy is a creative fashion
genius.
Yes, of our time. I mean, I love when someone plans out their outfit for the outing. Like, it really shows that they care.
Yeah. He could also go conduct a railway station as well.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it. It's like his love language. It's 11-11 Make-A-Wish.
This happens every week.
I love 11-11. It's my...
I still don't look like Britney Spears. It's not working.
Well. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... Yeah, so Schwartz is like, dude, I wanted to go to like Joshua Tree or something, but I settled for, you know, paint and sip.
Yeah, he's like, I want to go out there and get wasted with you guys and camp and like have like a Hunter S. Thompson moment. And Jack's like shakes his head. He's like, who? I'm like, of course you don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Well.
Who is it?
He's an author. He's a writer. He's always, did you see Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
No.
He's like always tripped out on acid or something, and he writes these like trippy books. They've turned some into movies.
Okay.
But I just liked Jack's going, who?
Yeah, that was, I mean, I laughed even though I was like, I don't know either, shit. Okay. And then what was with the drawing of the dicks on the apron? Like, was that was just like funny?
I guess.
Okay. I mean, I think that's funny, but it almost like, it was like, it didn't go. It was like, what are you guys doing? It like,
are you painting or sipping?
Like, was someone going to come and like scold them? Like, it was weird.
They said not to do that. No dicks.
And then like, so while they're kind of like painting and whatever, The disturbing like sentence for me was when Schwartz, like, it was like this like whisper whine that I can't even, like, he was like, guys, sorry I can't party with you right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude,
it was really traumatic.
Gross. Like, you don't whisper that at your friends, like, as like a guy, you know, you're like, guys, sorry I can't party with you right now.
I know it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and normally I'd be able to do all the shots in the world with you guys. I'm really sorry to disappoint
you. Yeah, and it is kind of weird that, like, we're painting and I'm sober, guys, but I don't know. Like, sorry. It was just weird. Mm-hmm. It's like, just be quiet, dude. And they kept on going, like, back and forth, like, Jax, are you in trouble? No, not really. Schwartz, are you in trouble? I don't know. It'll blow over. It was like...
Poor Sandoval, because it's like... Dude, these guys are like fucking their women over, and like, and he's the one that's having trouble getting laid.
Yeah, it's just like it's just a disaster, man. So then while the boys are painting, we flash over to the girls, Brittany, Katie, and Kristen, who are having a drink.
Well, they're going to have vodka sodas until Brittany's like, unless y'all want to do shots. And Kristen's face like lights up. She's so happy that Brittany wants to do shots. They bring out these huge, massive shots and like these cocktail glasses. But then as Brittany's talking about how she wants to try with Jax, like Kristen like legit looks pissed. She looks disturbed at the party idea. She looks pissed off that Brittany's not going to leave them. It's just a thing.
Yeah, I'm still like a little, I'm waiting for Kristen to come in like with her storyline this season. And I'm glad that she's in a lot more scenes in this episode and stuff, but still doing nothing to really stand out other than her amazing facials that she's giving us where she's like, you know, WTF or, you know, wanting to order a drink or something like that. She's really not bringing it. It's strange. She's like a full-on background character that we need. We need that, but it's just strange to have Kristen be like... Kristen is like legit like the most sane one right now. It's crazy.
I mean, they're all questioning Brittany because we see Sheena say that later, like to Stassi, like, can you believe we're here already at a housewarming party? And like, we are just here. Like she was supposed to break up. I did like what Sheena said when she's like, she didn't even give it a chance to like to be single and see how amazing her life could be. Because that's what we've been saying. Like, Brittany could probably have like the pick of the litter in LA. She's, you know, refreshing and different. And but yeah, I guess Jax is good as gold for her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So then Kristen brings up the big, well, you know, Jen Bush, you guys know her. She works at Sir. Stassi always posts with her calling her Moana while Stassi calls herself Elsa. Anyways, apparently Jen Bush also works at this other restaurant called Toca Madera. And the night of the Vanderpump Dogs premiere that they were all at, they went to the Vanderpump Dogs and they all went to El Carmen. But before El Carmen, Rob, Sheena's boyfriend, stopped off at Toca Madera and like kissed some hostess. And then the hostess like whipped out her phone and she's like, isn't this your girlfriend? And he's kind of like, no, not really. And Jen Bush apparently witnessed this whole thing. So Kristen brings that up to Brittany and Katie and they're like, are you going to tell her? And Kristen's like, well, I would want to know. So that leads up to that scene.
And then really quick, we have to go back to the painting thing because, because Schwartz says, to Jax, like, are you in trouble or whatever? And Jax says, if by trouble you mean by, like, I have to displeasure Brittany all the time. Oh
my God. I have to do my vagina community service.
Sick. And then this was amazing. Jax turns to Schwartz and he's like, hey, so how do you not remember making out with someone?
Like, he's calling him on his bullshit.
Yeah, like, hey, like, I've done this a million times and not even I have done that. And like, Schwartz is even like a little taken aback by that and he's like, no man, like I said, like, I would take a lie detector test, like I said, right. Like, and he's like, well, if you just admit it,
he's like, it's a lot easier. Like, I couldn't believe like we're actually hearing Jax encouraging honesty and that it's actually good advice. But Schwartz said it would be easier.
No, he's like, I can't admit it. That would be a lie.
Yeah.
Like, he straight up said, like, I can't admit it because it would be a lie.
So he's sticking by that even with his buddies that he doesn't remember.
Yeah. Which I kind of get. Like, if, I mean, I don't know that you could ever, I'm trying to think of when I was blackout drunk if I could not remember something.
The thing
something.
Is like, you don't remember things until someone brings them up and then you're like, oh yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I can see not remembering every detail on your own the next day, but then, you know, you rehash the night with your friend and they're like, remember when you fell and picked up all blah blah blah, and you're like, oh shit, I forgot I did that, you know, or what I mean, like, it comes back
or
to you
if you're, yeah, if, yeah, or you are with your friends and you're like, well, you were talking to that person, or, you know, yeah. like someone would be able to say something to verify the story.
Yeah. Or jog your memory or verify. Yeah,
and especially
sure.
like these guys being out in public, everyone has their phones. They should be very worried.
Right.
Like, I wonder if there's going to be evidence about this.
I mean, everyone's going to have their phones out and ready to click the second he, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so next we go to Rob's house.
So I want to know, like...
Okay, in Bev so Hills.
He runs a charity. I know he tried to do that TV show.
Not but- a charity, a children's charity.
Oh, a children's charity.
Which makes it even, like, better.
But that pays enough to have, like, that big house in Beverly Hills?
Well, and he's an executive producer.
Okay.
And something else. She listed three things.
Okay. So it must be the producer money.
But the show that he produces is like a dumb like...
That's not even on half the time.
No. And it's like on Channel 9.
Yeah. On Saturdays at like 2:30 p.m.
Yeah. And it's like...
After a hockey game.
And it's a basically like a YouTube video of like what's going on in L.A.
Yeah.
Like it's... I mean... Maybe he's done other stuff, but when I saw what, like, his big project, because I actually, because they were shouting it out, so I tuned in.
Yeah, I watched one or two.
And I was
them.
Like, okay, I mean, it's cool, but it's basically, like, a news segment. Like, you know, like, when they do, like, a little, like,
yeah,
Los Angeles piece, like, learn about the most hip restaurants. You yeah. know, it's nothing.
On the airplane, you'll always see little.
Yeah.
It's like airplane TV.
Which, hey, I mean,
yeah,
whatever, but...
not really of interest to anyone outside of L.A.
No, and yeah, I definitely would like more info on his career.
Cause I guess we should Google him and see.
Maybe we should deep dive Rob.
Maybe he has an IMDb or something.
I'm sure he does.
Because I can't imagine producing that show would bring in that kind of money, so...
Well, and then you have to wonder, you know... what sort of career you have where you're like totally down to do Vanderpump Rules. Like, obviously people have had reservations about being on the show, doing reality, things like that. So mm-hmm. it's just interesting. It'll be interesting to see what his, I think he's done reality before. I think I if maybe I'm wrong, but I think that he has done some reality TV before.
I don't know, but I do know why they bond, because he is also a fan of a wall type quote when he did the toast. And he's like, to living, loving, and learning. And then, may we all fall in love with something new every day.
I feel like he, I'm trying to think of who he reminds me of, because I can see Sheena has like the biggest stars in her eyes about him. Like, she's totally head over heels about him. So... And I mean, I could see why his house was looked like the typical like Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. like 1990s dream.
Yeah. She gets to play like housewife in an actual house.
Yeah. And that's attractive when someone has their ish together. It just is.
Yeah.
And especially when they act more mature than you. I can tell that he is kind of playing that, you know, like over her, where he does those.
It's like the Stassi.
Like his
Patrick
quote was
thing.
Stupid, but he made it. He
the way
like
he said it.
Yeah, he said it.
Sounded
and so,
wise.
And so you're like, wow. Like, did he just like.
Like Sandoval looked like a little boy looking up to like his baseball hero idol. Like he just had these puppy dog eyes, like. I mean, we already know he was crushing on him by like, oh, I like, he smells good. He's tall. But then when he was like giving the toast, Animal was just looking at him like with stars in his eyes as well.
Because it's like if one of them tried to do a toast like that, they would all be like, shut up. You know, but like, when someone else.
Living, laughing, loving, bros.
Yeah. But when he did it, it was yeah. like. You
know, yeah. No,
he was an adult.
Sounded eloquent. And yeah. So. The awkward moment here. So then Rob's like, they're eating dessert, and he's like, you know, dessert and sex have a lot in common or whatever. And Sheena's like, good thing you're getting both tonight. And then so awkward, Sandoval's like, to Ariana, can we be on that level? And she straight up ignores him. And then he says it again. Hey, can
like
we be on
what?
That level?
Like what was she supposed to say to make that better? She like turned to him and be like, "Yes, let's get on that level," or like,
"Yeah,
like yes, babe," or like, what could like? It was so awkward.
Like, but she could have maybe like looked at him and given him like a sarcastic eye roll, or
like a tap on the leg or something. Yeah, like, yes, you know, like
haha, funny. But like, she
or
just
kissed
didn't
him or something.
She didn't acknowledge him. That's what was awkward. And then he said it again and she still didn't even like look his way. I was like, oh, cringe.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
And I don't know, it like sometimes when you go, when you're like double dating with someone or you're like sitting there with another couple, like it's like a little like game to see like who's more in love, you know? And then mm-hmm. like you start like if one couple's acting that way, you can't suddenly start acting like that just to like get on their level.
Yeah.
And so then it becomes very uncomfortable because then you're the couple who's like looking like a douche and they're like all loved up and you're just sitting there like, oh God, like get me out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
But I thought it was funny, like they had a private chef cook them dinner. And Sheena had to get her shots in there about how this is the polar opposite of Shay. And, you know, they're having this beautiful dinner. And with him, she had frozen dino dinner, like dino nuggets.
Yeah. Nuggets on a
and it shows them
on a
eating
TV tray, much what your computer's on right now.
Yes. And they do a flashback of them like sitting on a couch, on their couch that they have. And they're like, she's like, I can't wait to get like a dining room table and like be able to like really eat like, you know, grown-ups, adults, like grown-ups, hashtag like goals. It was just sad. And then at Rob's house, she's like, should we light the fireplace inside and outside, babe? Like, jeez. Okay.
Oh my God.
It was, yeah, it was just, ugh. And then she also mentioned that Rob makes her Botox wear off faster because she's just smiling so much.
And then she says, oh, because Sandoval's like, but you're still married, right? And she's like, yeah, we can't get married till July. And like, Rob's like, what? What? Whoa. She's like, I'm just kidding. Like, Sheena, don't joke about shit like that. That they run for the hills.
Yeah.
Back it up.
That was bad.
Yeah. It was awkward. I felt bad for her. But then she kind of, it was fine because then she went in and talked about how she has a countdown app and it's like, it's 1 month, 5 days, 11 hours, 5 seconds. And like, she was all excited. And then she like did her famous giggle, like,
yeah.
So anyways, that's just kind of sad, but I also understand you when you're done, you just want it done. But kind of sad to,
yeah, she keeps just saying these things that are just like, oh, like, you did you have to mention the countdown app,
right? Like the
even
first
though
week
I'm,
when
I'm,
she mentioned the dick size or whatever, it's like, yeah, oh, let's just not go there. It just, I don't care if it's true or not, just maybe not a good look.
And is it funny? Like, are you laughing at like are we enjoying the, like, I wonder, sometimes I wonder, like, I bet it's their, like, producer friends, like, because, you know, they're friends now. They've been working together forever.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they just get them, like, going. They're like, well, what else? Like, what are you excited about?
Probably.
Like, I bet they, like.
And they think they're just joking with their friends.
Yes. And they're like, they're all laughing, you know, so she's getting a laugh. And then you see it back and you're like, oops.
Yeah.
Like,
edited differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so. Okay. So then we go to
back to Katie's. I really wish that T. Schwartz could hang that T. Sandy painting.
Me too. So he walks in with his painting and he shows it to Katie all proud. And she's like, oh, it's Sandoval. And he's like, it's my way of saying sorry to you. And she's like, a way to say sorry to me would have been to paint a beautiful painting of me.
Of me.
And he's like, oh, Bubba, that's a good idea.
He's like, I didn't even think about that. It's like, again, you didn't even, it didn't even cross your mind to paint a picture of your wife for your wife. See, that might be part of the problem.
I mean, even if you would have painted what Jax painted and been like, this is like our love right now. It's a little bit, you know, crazy, but it's there. You know, he could have done something.
Who did the colors? Short,
Jax.
Jax just did the colors?
Yeah.
I actually liked it.
Me too. It was like actually really good.
Yeah.
Like I would have hung that one more than. Yeah. Well, I really liked the T. Sandy one too.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then he's like, hey, yeah, the guys had some absinthe. And she's like, and you didn't? And he's like, well, I had one shot.
It's like, just
Bubba.
One. Bubba. Yeah.
So then she lays on him. She's like, oh, she's like, I talked to Lala and I heard a new part of the story that you were calling this girl Bubba. Like, that is, it's so, every time, like, even I say it out loud, I, like, I can't, like, my neck twitches.
Yeah.
Gross. Like, what would you do if you were out and Schwartz starts talking to you? You know who he is.
Yeah.
And he calls you Bubba.
Ugh.
You would have to tell the story. Like, it's,
oh, yeah.
I feel like this girl had to tell her story.
Yeah. So, and then she's like, but it was even more awkward actually talking to Lisa. And so she kind of lays into him how he needs to grow up and get his shit together.
Oh, God. And then he whispers,
but I like my Jaeger. I need my guys' nights.
I like the taste of Jaeger.
Like, I need to go out with the guys. And I said, I'm sorry. Jeez.
Who likes the taste of Jaeger? That's disgusting. Like, that. He just, it's, again, like, I really think we're dealing with something more here than we know.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, and she makes a good point, too. She's like, he's like, I need my friends. She's like, yeah, but you're not married to your friends. And I guarantee you, when your boys get married, they're going to be, like, off with their wives. And they're not going to be here, like at this little fraternity. Like, and he's, that doesn't even cross his mind, but I think she's right. I mean, that's how usually life goes. And he's like, what? No, that will never happen.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, your friends are going to like care about their wives more than what you're doing right now. And you're going to be.
And he's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it literally goes over his head. And he is just has no idea what she's even talking about.
Right. That's just crazy.
And it made perfect sense. Like, this is the one time where I was like, Katie was sober as a, I don't know what, and made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Perfect sense.
Yep.
When do you think she's going to start using the, I thought we were going to start a family. How can I start a family when you're like a drunk like this? Because you know that's coming.
Yeah, that'll be this season for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so the next scene I really enjoyed, it was Ariana and Lala shopping. And what I enjoyed about it was they seemed to like honestly really enjoy each other's company. It was fun watching them together. It was a cool store. I don't know. I really felt like, wow, like this is like a cool supportive friendship.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting from the shopping trip.
Bonding over the thing, like no consequences for Jax. They can't believe Brittany's just like let him off the hook. And Lala's like, dogs need to be put out in the doghouse. Like,
yeah,
they're both kind of horrified. Like, she's just like, oh, it's fine, I'm gonna work it out. But then, like,
she kind of said, like, every woman needs to know their worth, and that's something that I think that like we all as viewers are struggling with Brittany. It's like, yeah, everyone loves Brittany, but it's really hard to love her when she's not loving herself. And it's like it almost makes you want to go hug her, not to console her because of what has happened because of Jax, but because it's like, Brittany, you're worth more than this. Like, you really are. It's, it's like borderline scary. So,
especially once he yells at her again later on in the episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then we go back with Ariana, and she's saying how she doesn't feel sexy. She doesn't crave sex or getting a P in the V. And so Lala's like, oh, so you just do blowies? And she's like, no. She's like, finger banging? She's like, no, I don't want anything touching my vagina. And Lala's just like, what?
Yeah, so I wasn't sure why she brought this up in this moment. And I'm wondering if she is like relating to like how bad Brittany is dealing with like self-love, I guess. And she's realizing that she doesn't have that for herself. And that's why she was sharing it with Lala or.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or what? But this was really disturbing. It was really sad because I feel like to bring something like this up on camera had to be really hard. And
because I would have been like, oh, my ex used to insult me, or you know, he made me self-conscious, but I probably would not go into detail just because I'd be like, yeah, you're like, you are paranoid, and so you don't want to
I don't know
show
that,
your faults to other people, yeah. even though they're not faults. It's just his. The fault is that guy saying the shit that. I mean, you're still going to hear what you're going to hear, but anyone that says something like that, they're mentally disturbed. The fault is his brain, his personality. There's no faults yeah. of her that are
right.
But you know, every girl's going to be paranoid. We all are. So
yeah. But yeah, it's definitely hard to hear that someone as beautiful as Ariana is having those struggles, because it makes a regular person even more that much more like, well, shit, if she feels like that, then right. what the fuck am I supposed to feel? Right.
I should never leave the house. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Like, it's relatable, but not. It's like, oh my gosh, how can you not see, like, how beautiful you are? It's sad. So, from.
She said that basically has been affecting her relationship with Tom. Like, it was easy to, like, get past in the beginning because it was exciting and new, but. Now it's like become a monster in her head that's like taking over her, you know, day to day.
It's just weird. I don't think that I would ever describe, like, I know what she's saying, how she feels. Like, I can relate
to it. Like, you know, an anorexic look in the mirror and they see like a wholly, totally different image. Than right. What, I mean, I guess.
But I would never bring that to my vagina.
Yeah.
I guess. Like, I would describe it as like, I just don't ever want to feel. I don't want to be intimate with him. Like, I, you know what? I would think of it more as like a feeling. I wouldn't point it right at my vagina.
Well, I think he insulted her. Like, it's like if you call, say, a dude, you say, oh, by the way, your penis was the smallest penis I've ever had. He's going to have a complex. He's going to start checking out other dudes in the restroom. Like, oh, is it actually small comparatively? You know what I mean? Like, she's going to give him a complex. So whatever this dude said to her was like, you know, he probably like was literally hitting below the belt, but you like, or pointing out cellulite or something. She's like, well, I do have cellulite, so if he said that about that, that's true, then this must be true too, where it's not, you know, every girl is fine, every girl is different, and there's nothing wrong, but he just knows how to hit girls just like girls know how to hit guys,
right.
So yeah, you're gonna be paranoid, but you know, it's not true, but we all have our things like, oh, turn off the lights, or, oh, I don't want him to like see this side of me, or Sheena's bad side, or
right.
like, oh, I don't want him to see, like, I have a friend. She's like, oh, she hates when a guy will come up and like grab her from behind because like he'll grab her love muffins or whatever. What do you love muffin? Right.
Love handles. Yeah.
You know, it's like we all have our things. So it's whatever, you know, she's either paranoid about or was told, and that's unfortunately it's hard to let go of those things.
I don't know. I just give it to her. She's going balls to the wall with this storyline because,
yeah,
like we said, I don't think Sarah and I would have ever described it like that. And she vividly described what's wrong, which I guess we can appreciate because now I never even knew that was a like thing. Seriously, like it's crazy. And I can't believe she said that. So I'm interested to hear more. And I think that the way she described, like, you know, being in a new relationship, it's fun and fresh. And then like the bad thoughts start creeping back in. And I think that's kind of that's like super honest too. And I doubt that T. Sandy doesn't have some things that he could work on too. Like, I'm sure he still has some past hurt from the shit that Kristen did to him. Like, maybe there's some shit he could work through too, or, you know, like you can always work on yourself. I don't know.
Yeah. But I love Lala's response, and she's just like, well, every day I look in the mirror and I tell every body part on my body, thank you. She's like, I hate my feet, but they walk me around. She's like, I hate my hands. I think they look like man hands, but they give good hand jobs. And then she's like, and then I thank my kitty cat for taking the D like a champ. But anyways, I mean, it was very positive and encouraging. And it's like,
It was.
I mean, that must take a while to stand in the mirror every day and thank every body part. But that's a cool ritual.
Yeah, I really liked that. And I liked that she brought up some things about herself that.
Yeah.
Like
she thinks she has man hands. Or
it's funny because I actually noticed her hands the other day and I thought that, oh, Holly, like, why would you even like notice that? But I was like, her hands are really big. Oh. And then she brought that up and I was like, oh, my God. Wow. Like, what the hell? But
I wish that was like, yeah, if you could change, oh, my hands are big. It's like, yeah, I wish that was.
Yeah, my biggest, hands are the least of my problems. My biggest, yeah.
Like insecurity. It's
oh
like,
my gosh.
Oh, you know what? My nails are just a little too long.
Yeah. My nails are brittle. I wish they weren't. Yeah. Like, I have to add like two coats to, you know.
It's the worst part of my body.
Ugh, I just can't get them healthy. But no, I loved like this. Like I said, I loved this whole little scene. It was super positive, and I liked the way it ended, where you know they said thank you to each other and thank you for sharing.
I
and
love
it was
the
like
matching jackets.
Yeah, it was just like so bright and airy, and even with like this gnarly topic, like you didn't walk away being like, I mean, I was still kind of like WTF, but it was it ended. They tied it up nicely.
Yeah. So then. Speaking of light and airy, this is not. It's Dead Man Walking.
Ugh,
Katie
yeah.
and Tom go to Vanderpump Dogs, where Lisa wants to have a talk with Schwartzy. And he's like, oh, I feel like I'm Dead Man Walking. And like, I didn't even really get my last meal. Like, I just had a lean pocket. Like,
not even a regular one.
Do you eat lean pockets?
I have, yeah.
I mean, do you? Or have you?
Like on a regular basis?
Yeah. I mean, like I've had a lean pocket, but like I feel like it's been like 15 years ago.
Oh, no. I mean, on a more regular basis.
I didn't know if people still buy that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like I used to buy pizza rolls all the time.
Yeah. Lean pockets are really good.
Okay.
It's a tasty little treat at night.
I still will probably eat a pizza roll, though. Some, but I guess it's basically the same thing, just on a larger format.
And the lean pocket is healthier than pizza rolls.
But this is...
Because he's a model. He has to watch, you know.
This is where we both were like, stop, stop, and shaking our head with his fidgetiness. And it's like, Lisa's trying to talk to him, and he's like... He's swaying back and forth. He's turning. His arms and hands are flailing about.
He's like interrupting with like, okay.
It's like he's on meth.
Yeah.
He's all like sketchy and like jittery and like, and his hand. He needs a fidget spinner or something. Well, I mean, he's just like, oh.
He needs a fidget spinner. Oh my God. That's funny. I
should send him one. And she's basically just like, grow the fuck up, you know? And he's like, oh, I promise I'm not going to be the little puppy dog. She's like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, she's just had it. And she doesn't really let him have a word. And he starts with the same thing. I'm so embarrassed, Lisa. And she's just like, okay, we're not going to do this again.
Yeah.
And she just lets him have it. But basically, again, lets him off the hook.
Yeah.
You know, where she's like, well, you know, I hope that you have learned your lesson. He's like, yeah, yeah, okay, bye. But yeah, the way he was standing there twitching.
Yeah.
And like not like rather than listening and like taking it in with his hands behind his back or whatever he needed to do, he was like writhing in pain or something. Like it was very
and, like his eyes were darting around the room and up and down and like
I know
couldn't focus.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Like it was just like just shut up. Just let her say what she needs to say. Like she wants to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's gonna need to learn how to work with Lisa's personality a lot better than he does right now because she, like
I feel like he's that puppy that like is always nervous and like pees when they're nervous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like he's probably peeing
but
his pants.
I don't think that she's gonna like I think she likes him acting like that when it's appropriate, you know, like she likes little Schwartzy sometimes, but she also is expecting to see like a man sometimes.
I think she's getting her fill like we've all gotten our fill.
Yeah.
We used to all find it endearing or charming or quirky, and now it's like,
And he hasn't picked up on the fact that he needs to change yet, and it's going to be a huge problem if he doesn't.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, and that goes for every facet of his life. It's how he talks to Katie, how he talks to Lisa, and even how he talks to T. Sandy. Like, he gets whiny with him, too. You know, it's like, dude... Okay, enough is enough. Like, you are a partner in this company now. Like, it's time to man up.
Yeah, 100%.
So he comes down the stairs and Katie's like, well, you know, she's like, how did that go? And he's like, well, she's disappointed in me. And she's like, well, I am too. And he's like, I know, Baba. And they like walk off into the sunset together.
So let's get to the drunken gummy bears.
So we go to Jax and Brittany's party. And
I love how it was Jax's idea, she said, but like Brittany and her friends are doing all the work.
Of course. Oh, Jax could never have pulled off something like that.
Did he buy the beer, I guess? I paid for that. You're eating my food. I made it. Well, I paid for it. It's my house.
I bet he tried to like not buy that much. You know, like I'm surprised like they even had like drinks. Yeah. Everyone probably still brought their own stuff.
Okay, so Kristen brings it up. She pulls Brittany and brings it up to Sheena about how Rob kissed a hostess. And Sheena's like, that's not true. That's not true. I know for a fact that's not true. And she's doing her like smile therapy thing too, where kind of how Schwartz like laughs through awkward moments he shouldn't. She's kind of like, well, I know that's not true. He's not a kisser. We don't even kiss very much. He's not a kisser. Oh, God.
I felt like she shouldn't have said this.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to come. Sad. I feel like it's going to come back to bite her in the butt. Whenever you say something like that,
yeah,
it can always be proven wrong. Like, what if it really is you he doesn't like kissing?
Oh, that would be like horrible.
How, yeah, that'd be so hurtful.
Yeah. So then Sheena calls Katie a cunt in her confessional.
Okay, so
which is interesting.
So the story that we already kind of told the story, but the story is that, what was it that they all went to something, but Rob went to something before,
yeah,
or?
And before he met up with Sheena, and that like.
So they're trying to establish, because Sheena is saying she was with him the whole time. That's her.
And she posted tonight saying that the night in question of this incident, he was by my side the whole night. So we know it's not true. And then he commented, he's like, yep, 12 years strong, hashtag kickstand. And she's like, hashtag kickstand strong. Like that's must be their like thing together. Like I'll lean on you or something, or I got your back. So, I mean, they're both saying absolutely not true. I mean, it sounds to me like, I'm sorry, if she's a hostess working at a restaurant, you can't make out with somebody. So did he kiss someone hello, maybe? And Jan Bush is all like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it looked like him. I don't know. So it doesn't sound like it's a thing.
But they said that like she showed her phone and was like, isn't this your girlfriend? And he's like, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm sure that they, who knows? But it sounded like I could definitely see how it could feel like a setup to Sheena. And she definitely was taking it like that. Like,
yeah.
No,
she's
I'm not.
Like, oh,
no.
What? Jax cheated and then now Schwartz. So now it's like, you guys are like sick of the heat. So you're just going to turn it on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
And she was super defensive and just annoyed and.
Like they are done being targeted and made to feel embarrassed. So they're turning on her. Yeah.
And she straight up says that, which I thought was like. A little on the roots, like Brittany's right there and she's like, what, just because like I don't have a shitty relationship like you and Jax or whatever, like I'm in a happy relationship, like it's like okay.
Yeah. And Kristen's not letting it go and she's like, yeah, but I already told you it's not true and we dropped it, so let's talk about cake pops.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, it was real abrupt.
Yeah, can't handle that business. And Kristen just doesn't know what to do with herself.
Yeah, okay, so who did she call a cunt in her confessional?
Katie, because Katie. She thinks Katie started this whole thing kind of as a ambush tactic.
Right, and she and her and
to get
Sheena's,
the heat off Katie.
And Sheena's excuse was she was being a good friend by telling Lala that Katie was talking shit about her.
Right.
And then Kristen came back at Sheena and said, I'm being a good friend by telling you that this happened. And she's like, that's fine, let's talk about cake pops.
Right.
Okay.
So then people start rolling in. James rolls in with a big toilet paper cake.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Amazing analogy with Jax being a giant piece of shit.
Creative. Smart.
Yes. Useful. Housewarming.
And you could tell that like he got like some poster board and really like went to work on that thing. I that was great. Tom and Ariana brought their paintings over, which, and so they were going to hang one in Jax's man cave.
Lala comes in her pink peachy coat saying it's the power of the pussy coat, because like someone's like, oh, you have, what is this, like a girls club? Because her and Ariana are wearing the same coat. She's like, yep, it's a girls club coat for us bitches who keep their men in check. It's like, damn.
Yes. So yeah, so the other people in attendance were Carter, Peter, Raquel,
Jeremy,
yeah,
Sheena. And then we obviously, Katie and Bubba are on their way to get there, but Bubba's having a little bit of trouble doing his hair because he thinks he needs like a grown-up haircut now with to go with his grown-up self. But you know, I need to be a grown-up, but I love Shots, man. Shots and I will always be together. I love them. Okay, let's back to the Shot references.
Like, I feel like this is where the producers may be a little bit off with, like, what us viewers want to see. Like, are they dragging us through the Schwartz thing? Do they know what we're seeing and what we're feeling? Or do they still think it's funny? Because I think they still think it's funny.
Mm.
And it's like...
Well, Evolution, if you're listening, it's not funny anymore.
It's not. It's not. And bring back the Schwartz that, like, we... like, this one is just out of control. And yeah, it's like I feel like we're like encouraging like a full-on alcoholic,
yeah,
or something, someone with like a severe like mental problem.
Yeah, because I don't really know. I mean, you don't even hear Jax, and Jax is older than Schwartz. Jax isn't going around like, man, I love Shots. Like, in fact, as you mentioned last week, when the guys were doing Shots, he was drinking a Coke.
I really think Jax has toned it down on the drinking.
Yeah, as we saw in Kentucky, they were drinking sweet tea and Coke all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I think he just, yeah, I think he likes to have a Coors Light maybe here and there. And,
yeah. I just don't think alcohol is his thing. I think he is into other things.
Right.
And he does, you know, we know he likes working out and stuff. And I think when you're hungover like that, you cannot get up and work out.
No.
So I think that Jax knows what he has to do to and how he can party to maintain what he does. I don't know.
So then, okay, so we kind of already talked about they play spin the bottle for some fireball or beer. And they're like, chug it, chug it, chug it. Fireball, fireball, fireball. And Brittany yells out, like, everybody come drink these gummy bears.
Oh, my God.
And then Jax starts spazzing out randomly because Sheena's, like, taking selfies. He's like, she's so self-obsessed. She's standing in a corner all night taking selfies. But then she's like, I've been texting Rob. We've been texting about this whole thing and laughing about it. So I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, and then what about when Stassi and Sheena have a convo, and Stassi kind of in her confessional like trolls Sheena a little bit and is like, I don't know why she's talking to me like we're not friends, and this is why we aren't friends.
Yeah,
like, ooh, I wonder.
She's like, everything. She will never be my friend because everything she says is a lie. It's like, oh, that's right, Stassi, because you didn't lie at all last year about your relationship. Should we go there?
Yeah, really.
But
Sheena is just kind of like standing there bragging about her life. It's just Stassi. And she's like, you know, like, it's great. Like, you know, at his place, there's his dogs. And then at my place, there's my cats. And, you know, so things are great.
Yeah. I mean, I get that people say that when she always says everything's perfect when it's not. I did sense a little bit of jealousy on Stassi's, or I don't know, jealousy, resentment, but like, I think she wants what Sheena is saying she has, but I also think Stassi thinks she's a little full of shit. But I think it irritates her that Sheena comes off as so happy.
I think Stassi is praying that she's full of shit because if she's not, and she possibly is going to roll into this relationship and get all this stuff,
then drives Sassy mad.
It kind of like snuffs out the whole Sheena argument of her being fake, and like it would,
right?
If she made this work with Rob, everyone would have to be quiet because it's like, okay, she really knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know if that's true, but
well, I mean, they're still very much in each other's lives. Like, he was at the opening of her show this week. So her show opened, her parents were there, Rob was there. Watch What Happens Live. I did catch a snippet. He does call in.
Have you ever had a guy like that? That like stuck around after you weren't together and was like Mr. Supportive?
I mean, not like that. Yeah, no way.
It's like, it's crazy.
I mean, he called in to Watch What Happens Live and he's like, Andy, what are you doing? You're already trying to hook her up with other dudes? And Andy's like, well, are you together or aren't you together? And I think he says they're not, but then it was just a clip. So we have to watch that when we're, I think we're almost at the end. So we'll quick watch that and top it off with Watch What Happens Live. And yeah.
And then Lala had a rat tail, which was interesting. Schwartz commented on Katie's Farrah Fawcett hair, which her hair looked good when I mentioned it, but I wasn't a fan of it in this scene.
It wasn't really Farrah Fawcett hair, but whatever.
No, it was more like poofy.
Mm.
Okay, T. Sandy and DJ James were rapping, which was amazing. I wish I would have written down the lyrics of what they said. And then Carter and Jax have a little convo.
So, big bold letters, Brian speaks. So I think he gets like 3 words in this episode. Probably all we'll see this season. And Jax is explaining, and his explanation was, if a squirrel would have looked at me with a pussy, I would have fucked it. Which I said to Holly, you just know he definitely has swung both ways. Not because that is the same as fucking a squirrel, but he said, you know, a hole. He basically just said a hole is a hole, which is what Andy has always speculated with Jax.
Yeah.
But really, squirrel? Really? Leave my squirrels alone.
Anyone who gives him attention is good enough for him.
Yeah.
And again, I felt like that was like a dig at Faith. Like, Faith, you mean nothing to me. You're right. Equal to a squirrel or a rat. Like, it was very disrespectful.
Jeez.
And I can't believe no one's really bringing that up. Where, like, even amongst the friends where it's like, dude, be respectful of... Like, you hurt your girlfriend, but then be respectful of, like, that's our coworker and our friend. Like, knock it off with the way you're talking.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Yeah, but we don't ever really get to hear Brian speak, but I did appreciate, he had, like, some times where he kind of put Jax in line, where he was like, because Brittany comes up and she's like, what's going on?
Yeah, she hears that they're talking about it, and she's like, why didn't you talk to me?
Which I thought was weird. It's like, what? Why is he going to be like, Brittany, come here, I want to talk to you right now about a squirrel and pussy. Like, like it was just odd that she'd be like, you know, I don't know. I thought that was like a strange thing where she's like, talk to me.
Talk to me. If you want to fuck a squirrel, just tell me because we got a lot of them in Kentucky.
Yeah. And she's like, I'll go get something right now. What? What do you need?
I know how to catch them.
Oh my God. She's like, once we ate one.
Yeah, my mama fries it up really good. We get some ketchup, catsup.
And we dip it in beer cheese.
Beer cheese and...
And we wash it down with sweet tea. But rather than like telling her like, okay, Brittany, I'm sorry. Like, I was just talking to Carter. We were catching up. He was asking how things were going. He like escalates it and he's like, oh, the Oscar goes to Brittany. Oh, and claps in her face and just like sets her off to where. And then Carter's uncomfortable as hell because and he's like holding the dog who's like freaking out again.
Yeah. I mean, he looks at Brittany like with this disgusted look and he's like, you're overreacting. Oh, yeah. Calls her a drama queen. Basically.
And he's like, and he like looks at Carter and he's like, am I the problem right now? And I appreciated that Carter said, well, like not right now, but the problem is what you did. And like he kind of tries to stand up for Brittany or to like, I don't know, just like make it. Jax is so stupid where it's like always
her, yeah. Give her a couple inches here.
Like, yeah, it's always like in the moment, like for Jax, like he's like, it's in the moment. And it's like, no, dude, this is bigger than that. And Brittany's just fed up and she's like, fuck y'all. And she goes in and Kristen's like, Brittany, can I get you like a drink or something to eat?
Well, Lala first was like asking Kristen if she can go fuck Jax up now because she heard him yelling at Brittany.
Yeah, they're like peeking around the corner and she just like can't handle his tone. And his, like, imagine if you hadn't heard his tone, you know, but when you hear it, it's like.
Like when he was like, shut up.
Last week. Oh my gosh. He's such a little child. Geek, like, roided out. I don't even know. Okay, so
then she's mad. She goes in the living room to take some shots, and she does her Kentucky chant: "Take a shot, take a shot." And then Lala and Kristen are talking, like, "Well, should we tell her?"
But like once again, like she walks away with a smile on her face, like,
right?
Like she's mad at him, so she's like mad face. And then by the time she rounds the corner to go into the kitchen, she's back to being like beauty queen Brittany.
Yeah,
it was really disturbing. Yeah, so she like, let's do a shot, and that's when
well, Lala and James are and Kristen or whatever are talking. Should we tell her about the recording? And you know. Someone says, like, well, I don't want you to, like, ruin her night. And Lala's like, well, it's better to ruin her night than her life.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So they pull Brittany out there and...
And they kind of try to, like, beat around the bush. She's like, just tell me what. Yeah. Like, what is the problem?
At this point, yeah, it's Lala and Ariana and Brittany out there. And they play the audio, which they do not play for us, but you can see because you can kind of see Brittany's mouth moving like she's getting affected right now. And then it ends and they...
And it seemed like it was like a good like 15 seconds long, didn't it?
I'm sure if he says that, I'm never going to marry her. I'm sure that's going to twist the knife for her.
So she opens up the sliding door, holds up the phone. And what is she like? Hey, everybody. Like,
it's like, let's have everybody listen to this. You can rot in hell. You're going to rot in hell.
Get out of here right now. And does Schwartz like stand up and say, come on, dude, like, let's go or something?
Yeah, they do. They leave.
And it looks like Jax is like scramming pretty quick.
You know, he's probably just like, this is all my food. I paid for this food. I paid for this liquor.
Yeah. Everyone get out of my house.
Oh, my God. But, you know, she's still with them. So at this point, it's just pure entertainment for me. I'm not really feeling for her. Because how much more, Brittany? Come on.
I know. It's... So, in the coming attractions for next week looks amazing.
Yeah.
It looks like we are dealing with the aftermath of this.
And now we go to couple number four, problem of the week. Ariana and Sandoval. And then she slams the door and she's like, keep having Jax's back, you dick! Which is good.
Yeah. Awesome door slam. And I was really shocked that T. Sandy is like really going at her about this.
Yeah.
He was he's really having Jax's back.
Well, we'll see.
Emotionally charged episode coming up, it looks like.
So we're gonna quick watch Sheena, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be back in a flash.
And we're back.
All right. Well, that wasn't very eventful. And I swear I heard a snippet where Rob called in because Andy was like, you're already trying to like pimp out my girl to other dudes or something. And Andy's like, well, you're not here or something. And are you together? So I'm thinking maybe that's on his after show, which I'm too tired to watch. Well, I don't even think they post that right away. I don't know. I've never watched the after show, but maybe I will tomorrow.
No, but people were talking about it. So I don't know how we missed it.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, I'm sure we can see clips on social media. So we'll, if it's anything interesting, we'll update you guys next week if you don't see it yourselves. I thought she looked really pretty. She had a total like Kim Kardashian look.
Yeah.
Like old school. What did you think?
Ugh. I don't know.
I think she would have a much bigger support group if she let her guard down a little bit more, and it would make her more a little relatable, likable. I think she's a little too guarded and doesn't, if she could laugh at herself more, or, you know, the callers, even that one caller. I mean, yeah, is it a dumb question? But like, she was just spent the whole time. Is that a serious question? It's like, you know the kind of calls you're going to get. You're going to get some fluff, and you're going to get maybe one that's a little harder hitting. I don't know, just address it or laugh at yourself. So I think she could relax a little bit.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess I just, I keep trying to find a way to relate to Sheena, like where I would say like, oh, I really think that I would enjoy being her friend, or I don't, just something. But yeah, I don't know if it's about letting her guard down or what it is. I think it, I don't want to use like what the witches of WeHo say about her, but I really think it's about, she is just, I don't know if she's being authentic with herself, mm-hmm. or so, I don't know. And that's, I don't know. It's that, that seems like a harsh judgment, but it really comes across. If you are just a viewer of the show and you're watching this, you're just kind of like confused at like the way she acts, I guess. It's confusing because it's like, I don't know. I mean, she's beautiful, and when she answers and when she smiles, it's like everything lights up and you see like there's so much potential there, but it's just, there's something missing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I wish there was better callers and questions, like more tweets. He focuses too much on his games.
And that was a rough show. Mixing her with political stuff was not fair.
I hate
fair.
When he does that, when they're so totally different. I mean, if they're going to be different.
She did really good, though. Like, I mean, she handled herself well. She looked great. I thought her answers were all fine. I think that I wish that she would have given a little more insight into this whole cheating scandal rather than just being like, nope, that's not. I don't know.
A cheating bone in his body.
Yeah, I just feel like that's a little on her high horse. Like, again, like, no. Like, just everyone else can have those problems, but not me.
I think that when I think he should stick to a theme when he does these shows, because sometimes it's nice to have these other people, whatever, like Michael Rappaport that are super fans, or Jerry O'Connell or something. But when there's two different demographics and people and callers, and then one call does not relate to the other person,
right,
and it's
right.
just too disjointed, which ends up being too rushed, and we don't get any real interview content.
Like, I felt like Jax felt like his interview
with Captain Lee,
his last one. No, with that comedian girl.
Oh, right.
Or is she a comedian?
Yeah.
Maybe he thought that that wasn't a good matchup, but it was, because she was like backing up his jokes the whole time.
Like, and like him and Captain Lee, you would think would have made a great matchup, and it was,
and it didn't.
Awful.
Yeah. So yeah. I think sometimes it just doesn't mesh.
Yeah.
And this was, I mean, but Sheena did great. And I keep waiting for that moment where I could be like, yes, like yay. But it's just, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I mean, I did like when she talked about, like, which one were you upset about when they did the montage of people ripping on her? And she's like, well, obviously all of them, but like, she basically called Stassi out for being fake, because she's like, but we had, 2 days ago, we had just had like a nice moment and time together and bonding time, and then 2 days later, she's rolling her eyes and calling me fake and a liar. It's like, so that's fake, and then Stassi's calling Sheena fake. Well, then Stassi's being fake for pretending. It's kind of like what she did to Ariana.
Yeah, I did feel like it was a similar scene to the Ariana one, where they all think that they are in an okay place. I feel like if you're so ballsy to say those things in the confessional, like, why not just walk away from her talking like that? And she kind of tried to, because she said, I'm going to go get a drink. She did dismiss herself from that conversation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would be really hard to watch when you thought that, like, you filmed a cool scene with one of your, you know, cast members, and then she shit talks you. Like, I could see that being really annoying.
Yeah. Did you ever hear what Shep said about Sheena? Like, how she hit on him or something? I never heard that story.
He told that on, I think, Watch What Happens, like, right there. I forget. No, but he kind of brought it up and said, I don't know. I think I have a clip of that.
Oh, well. Doesn't really matter. So anyways, that's about it. Next week should be pretty.
Yes.
At least we got a little sneak peek, and yeah, it looks like, I love Ariana storming off and like they're all ganging up on her. It's like, well, first of all, Lala and James are the one that have it on their phones and decided to play it for Britney. So who's Ariana to be like, no, do not. It's like, that's not her call to make.
And why does she have to be a lockbox and keep it a secret and everyone else can talk about it? Like, I think it's worse to know about it, not say anything. And then, I mean, I get that they're pointing the finger at her and saying, you, why did you do that? You made everything worse.
But then according to Faith, she did know and didn't say anything. So then if that's true, if what Faith says is true, that Sheena and Ariana knew but didn't tell Britney, well, then they were lockboxes, so they can't win.
Right.
Either way.
Right.
You know.
And yeah, and the way that the guys were getting mad at her was really, that was ugly.
Yeah.
So I see why she's slamming the door, so I can't wait to see what happens.
So let us know, you guys, your questions. Anyone wants to call in next week while we're podcasting, we'll arrange that ahead of time so we can like give you the number and maybe a time or something.
Yeah, basically, if anyone is like up from 10:30 to about 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And California time.
West Coast time.
So yeah,
so
let us know.
So if you're getting up for work in New York, we might still be podcasting. Or just tweet us questions at VPR Party Podcast on Twitter, or email Vanderpump Rules Party.
Yes, at gmail.com. Yes.
Or Instagram, it's just Vanderpump Rules Party. And the phone number is 805-VANDER-8. And if you have time, if you haven't already, go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It helps so much, and we love it. And we love to see your comments and everything, and that would be great. But let us know any things you want us to talk about, deep dive into, research, more people to ask to come on. We've got some ideas, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But let us know. We like to hear from you guys. So
yes, that's it.
Cool.
Okay, everyone, have a good week, and we'll be back next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.